Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Extermination, sterilization all over the world. I don't get up here and attack him viciously like I do. Like sticking my head in the tiger's mouth is a stunt at a circus. I do it because God demands it. And all these other men laying down and trying to have death pass them over are the reason we're in so much trouble as a civilization. I have committed to you before God on the altar of God eternal resistance over every form of tyranny over the mind of man. And if more people would simply make that commitment and stop being afraid of these people and just take what comes and trust in God, we turn the tide very, very quickly. All right, let's finish up the earlier clip, and then we've got another clip of him on the same show, Bill Gates. We've got Dr. Steve Pachinik coming on. Here it is.
The scientific team at the foundation gets on the phone with him on a regular basis, and because he's seen company innovations that we're not, we're seeing things he's not, because we have a global view, very, you know, rich dialogue with the private companies on a regular basis. And so, you know, we're saying, okay, let's, how do we get antibodies going faster? Or what are we thinking about the different vaccines? So it's a, you know, helpful collaboration, which we've always had. You know, he's an infectious disease expert. Those used to be very obscure. You know, people didn't talk about malaria and TB, but, you know, Tony and I, we love talking about that.
You love talking about it, you little murderer? You little monster? You're on record giving hundreds of thousands of people polio. It's even in the Associated Press, but it's okay. Because, you know, kids need to die. They'd be paralyzed the rest of their lives with their incredible agony. You enjoy that, you little monster. You murderer. You know, we had 1.4 million TB deaths last year. Didn't shut the country down for that. Didn't even make a big deal about it because you're bringing it in. You're protecting it. You won't even treat the kids that come in from Mexico that have it. So they spread it in our schools. You little monster. And you run all these major companies with your investment and your controls. And everybody sees you out there as the guy telling us when we can come out of our houses, telling us when we can have jobs, telling us when we can live. You're our master. You don't want to just rape us physically. You want to rape us mentally, financially. You want in our bodies. You are a sick freak. Let's finish up with what this monster had to say. We'll go to break.
Have you been surprised at the amount of pushback there's been just from the American people in terms of doing something simple like wearing a mask?
Well, again, that speaks to, you know, what are the leaders saying. You know, we have to admit that the scientific community in the early stage of the infection, we thought this was about coughing. We didn't know the simple masks would provide so much benefit. So it wasn't as you got into April that we started to really develop that evidence and very clear message starting in May. So I am surprised since that time. You know, given that, you know, we tell people to wear clothes, I don't think of it as some ultra important freedom thing that, you know, there's another part of your body, at least for the duration of the pandemic, we're asking you to cover up most of the time. And so mask compliance in the United States is quite poor, and yet the cost of the mask and the, you know, productivity loss from the mask, it's quite an intervention. And really, other than our social behavior, the primary tool we have until these therapeutics or vaccines get out there in big numbers.
He said yesterday, it'll be a 10-year lockdown now. He's got a problem. The UN has come out and said we shouldn't have done the lockdown. So we'll talk about this attempt at technological takeover using COVID as the cover for it, with Dr. Steve Pachinik, psychiatrist, MIT and Harvard trained, but he also was the guy that trailblazed 18, 19 years ago that Bin Laden was really dead. Now we have this interesting person that showed up in a wizard outfit to say he's been with the CIA and that Bin Laden was actually alive and was, I guess, killed in that raid. We'll find out what's really going on with Dr. Steve McChenning straight ahead.
ElectionCenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020ElectionCenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out. He's going to take action once reelected against big tech and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and check out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, I want to talk election with Dr. Steve McChenning, who, again, ran regime changes, the Camp David Accords, helped found Delta Force, best-selling author with Tom Clancy, medical doctor, psychiatrist, whole nine yards. Because I've been getting flooded Sunday, and family calling and neighbors with this individual that dresses up in a wizard outfit. I'm not being mean. He wore a wizard outfit for the interview he did with some of the surviving family members of one of the Navy SEALs. We've interviewed some of these family members. They're good people. We talked about how they blew the helicopter up to get rid of them. Michael Savage has talked about it. You know, evidence has come out. The Navy SEALs believe that they did have a bomb on board to cover up what really happened in that raid now 9 years ago. But Alan Howell Parrott, that's his name, and here he is featured in a wizard outfit. I don't think he's a Sikh, but anyways, the point is that everybody's saying, oh, my God, is it true they killed the SEALs? Well, yeah, from my evidence, they did. But he's saying Bin Laden's still alive. So I wanted to get an actual real intelligence operative who's worked in a lot of different disciplines on, Dr. Pachinik, not to discredit. I mean, I'm glad people are talking about the dead Navy SEALs and Bin Laden, but this, to me, looks like a classic disinfo operation. I'm not saying this guy's doing this on purpose. I just, if I was going to be presenting this, I would not normally wear a bright blue wizard outfit when I talked about it, Dr. Pachinik.
Alex, you're too smart for me, and you make me laugh. Number one, I said 20 years ago, Osama bin Laden was dead. There was no way he could be resurrected. I don't care who else said it. He had Marfan syndrome. Marfan syndrome is a deadly disease where your aorta, your kidneys, and all were literally breaking apart. He was a tall, giant man. He was not involved in 9/11. This is all. Let's talk about what happened in Benghazi, because I know quite a lot about it. Almost everybody involved in that episode, other than the gentleman on top of the roof and the three who were killed, were CIA operatives. Ambassador Stevens, Christopher Caesar, was an ambassador, but he was an ambassador very close to the CIA. He had been trained and put into various locations. Well, who did not respond? Oh, Hillary Clinton, another CIA operative who lied. Who was the Secretary of Defense? Oh, Panetta, a CIA operative, also lied. Who else do we have that was a total disaster? David Petraeus, a man who claimed he was in combat, but never had been in combat, who lied about being with a woman and eventually was thrown out and claimed that he was in combat.
Sure, you talk about this, Facebook blocks it, but I'm just saying Facebook and everything is flooding everybody's email boxes with a guy in a blue wizard outfit that says Bin Laden's still alive, Benghazi's tied in with Iran, that Obama paid off Iran $100-something billion to cover up that stuff that we didn't kill Bin Laden. I mean, what do you make of this?
What I make of it is it's sheer nonsense because, number one, Benghazi, the real issue was why didn't we respond over 13 hours? And he's not addressing that. No one addressed that. As a matter of fact, I call up my guys at the NSA and elsewhere, and I said, how come you're not helping out these guys who are up on top of the roof. Well, one of the issues that was involved, these guys who were up top of the roof were ex-CIA, ex-SEAL members who are in private contractors. That was number one. Number two, they were shipping guns through that embassy, which was not an embassy. It was a CIA annex. So what it involves, I don't know what that guy says. I'm not really interested in what he says. What it really involves is a daisy chain of incompetent, pathetic liars who've been doing this for a long time. McGraven, who was supposed to be able to handle a SEAL Team 6, was a disaster. I have said it years ago. The man was never proven to be competent. He was denigrated because the SEAL Team 6 in Grenada was a disaster. How do you kill an attack on Grenada 4 to 5 SEAL Team 6s? That's why I had to create Delta. SEAL Team 6 was not a great unit. However, whatever happened on that helicopter, that's something we can leave to the future. But I can tell you
regardless, tell folks, you were the one, and we're not bragging, it's a historical fact. You came out on my show 2002, and you said he's died of Marfan's, he's on ice. Bush may roll him out of the election. Walter Cronkite desperately goes on a week later on Larry King Live and says it's true. Madeleine Albright, the Secretary of State, comes out and says it's true. All hell breaks loose, so they don't do it then. Then you got the inside scoop on what really happened in Pakistan 9 years ago. So just for historical fact from your sources, what really happened?
What really happened is Osama bin Laden was dead, and they used his persona as a way to go into 9/11. And this was, again, who was it? Bush Sr., Cheney, James Clapper runs through this entire scenario.
And right, again, from your sources, he died, what, a little bit after 9/11 or before?
Well, he was already in the hospital by the time of 9/11. He was already sick by the time we had 9/11.
And that's why he used to come out on CBS News that he was at the American Hospital in Dubai and was on a death's doorstep right after 9/11.
That's exactly correct. And if somebody can disprove that, that's fine. But as far as I'm concerned, his medical records were very clear. He was dying of Marfan syndrome, which is a very deadly disease. Guess who else had it? Abraham Lincoln. When you're tall, you're gangly, you can't really live a very long life because the elements in your own body, the body parts.
It's like Will Chamberlain died so young. They don't live long.
They don't live long. Will Chamberlain, I don't know if he was Marfan's, but it was clear that bin Laden, Osama bin Laden was Marfan, and so was our President Lincoln. But more importantly, it gets into the whole issue of pathological lying and really criminal activity against the United States government involving Hillary Clinton constantly. She's throughout our history has been lying, creating conflicts, creating murders. I mean, she was very much involved in this. She said, oh, we had no reason to suspect anything was going on in Benghazi. For 13 hours, the gentlemen upstairs, four of them who died, were pleading for assistance. The NSA, Keith Alexander, didn't do anything. Keith Alexander was in the same class as Dempsey. He was also in the same class with Petraeus. Who lied and who was DCI when this was all happening? We had Petraeus, another man who lied about combat, was never in combat, a man who lied about an affair with a woman. So what you have here, irrespective of the man with the Sikh or whatever he is, it's again blowing out the system that constantly reaffirms that there is no such thing as a 9/11 conspiracy. There is no such thing as incompetent, corrupt leaders. They're all corrupt. Obama will never be accounted for. He's a CIA operative. His mother was an operative in Indonesia. She spoke Russian. She was an anthropologist. His maternal grandparents worked under me at the East-West Center, which was a CIA front for banking. He was an operative. He went to Occidental College. He lied like a banshee.
Well, you're absolutely right. I think they're worried about Trump actually bringing up the real SEAL Team stuff and Benghazi again, and that's why this has all been mixed out there. But regardless, we're now trying to correct the record here. When I come back, though, with the second we have, I want to ask you about the admitted agitprop that's failed to get Trump to respond. The left now saying they are going to try to say the election has been stolen. But what do you make of the new National Director of Intelligence releasing all these documents, and then you've got Hayden going F you, literally on Twitter, how dare you? I mean, just proving that Obama and Hillary did this. But we got about a minute to break, but this is a pretty big deal for Trump to actually finally be doing this, isn't it?
It is very important. He has a great guy named Grinnell. He is DNI. He is brilliant. He is sassy. He knows exactly how to handle the intelligence organization. And Trump correctly said, I do not trust my intelligence organization. How could he? There's 16 units that are overlapping each other. They don't know what to do. The DNI really has no real job. What you have to do is to get rid of 16, integrate it to two, and that's what Grinnell and Trump have to do for the next term. Where they're useless.
The and that's 16. Why all these spoiled bureaucracies are so pissed, because Trump's cleaning house.
Correct. And Trump has to clean even more of a house. As you and I have said, he needs a sweeper. And the sweeper has to come in and clean out without
and
any...
And you said that 4 years ago. Trump thought, oh, I'll let them have their jobs. They'll be nice. No, they're on power trips. They're always power grabbing. You have to get rid of them. That's how you stop them.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Facebook and others, where anything we talk about is completely blocked. And I'm not attacking the family that had this guy on, the Navy SEAL family. We've had a bunch of them on. They're good people. They're just seeking out information. But this parrot individual, it turns out, well, there's articles about him in the falconing community. I guess he calls it a falconing outfit, where they say the parrot bites again. They're talking about how full of crap he is. And how he's obsessed with Osama bin Laden and falconing. So, we're going to stop right there. The parrot bites again. The case of the parrot bite. But in the 8 minutes we have Dr. Pashinik left, talk about the campaign, the big picture, Trump trying to sideline Fauci. You said do that 8 months ago. Fauci biting, the parrot bites again. Gates is all out there getting mad that Trump's got a vaccine coming out earlier. Gates is like, no, it's my vaccine that you get in 10 years. From your sources and your own research, you're a doctor. What the hell's going on with that?
The vaccines aren't going to work. By the time the vaccines come out, I don't know what Trump got. Basically, monoclonal antibody vaccines or polyclonal is a very fancy term for a lot of amino acids put together. But the reality is the vaccine won't come out for about another 7-8 months and whatever. Most Americans don't take vaccines. We have 50% rate for any flu vaccine, and that's not really worthwhile. What's happening now is the numbers are going up in theory, but the relationship is not correctly described. And I'll give you the analysis. The reason why Americans have a higher rate, so-called death rate, has nothing to do with reality. It has to do with the fact that we're the most obese nation in the world. We drink the most, we eat the most, and so any flu or any virus that comes in, we don't die from the virus. We die from the comorbidity.
Well, yeah, this 23-year-old girl they're saying is the youngest in Michigan to die. I'm sorry, she weighed like 500 pounds.
That's exactly the point. So we don't want to talk about it. And no doctor, including Fauci, who should have kept his mouth shut, now he's a prima donna. He's totally a farce. From having been a number one at Cornell Med, they should come in and say, how the hell did you produce this guy?
I'm not trying to kiss your ass, but it's true. You said 7 months ago on the show, you said, I had it. It was rough, but I got over it. People need these vitamins and minerals, and it's been here for a year. It all came out now. They found it in sewage samples all over a year before it even showed up. So like 18, 19 months ago, you were dead on about that again.
Well, the key is you and I have to understand one thing. We can say whatever we want. We know it's the truth, but we're considered conspiracy theorists. I don't care about that. What I do care is that the statements we make and the accusations that we're making are very real, have implications. Unfortunately, no one in the system, be it Trump or whatever system you have there, is willing to take the risk of putting people in jail. There's no question that you have to put in Clapper in jail. There's no question you have to put Comey in jail.
That's where I was going next. You said that 2 weeks ago here, and Trump does listen, but it's just common sense. Trump came out and said to Barr, you must arrest them. You must. And so Trump's ordering them. So at least Trump's doing the right things, but his own people are too weak-kneed.
Correct, Alex. And on this show, I said 3 years ago, Barr was the wrong person. And it suddenly came out. I said he was a DCI, meaning he was an analyst for the CIA. Then he was a DDO, which means he was an operative for the CIA. And then Barr came out yesterday with he's exactly what I expected him to say because he lies. Exactly what I told you. He said, we have no evidence to convict anybody. Are you kidding me? He should have been fired. Everyone, Gina Haspel, should have been fired and put in prison. Until you start putting operatives who have gone against our country, including Brennan, including Petraeus, including, you know, I can give you the whole list. There's no question about it. Bush, Cheney. Cheney isn't an executive. He was an operative.
Well, why do you think Barr is, I mean, I think Barr in some ways has done some good things, but I agree. I think he's scared. What is he scared? What does the deep state have? I would be concerned leaving the deep state with all the stuff they've got. I would not sleep good at night until they were at least indicted.
Well, but he's not doing it. So Barr, who knows he's compromised, acts as if he's tough. He goes to a conservative venue and talks about at the Heritage Foundation, whatever that is. I'm not a great fan of it. He talks about being tough. In reality, he says, oh, I have no evidence to put anybody in prison. The answer is very simple. Trump has to make a decision, not now, not in the next 30 days, but afterwards. People are going to prison. Brennan goes to prison. Comey goes to prison. You got, I mean, I could give you a list of 15 to 20, at least arrest them, put them on trial, and you begin to see what we did and what was done in France. J'accuse. I accuse you. History in America has to have that specific point to understand there's a culpability factor. Bush Jr. has to be put under arrest. I don't care if you put him in prison or not, but he has to be accountable for all the deaths that he committed. Who sent our people into Iraq and killed them? Biden. 2,500 of my military guys, 2,500 of my contractors. He said, oh, no, I didn't do anything. Who gave billions of dollars to his brother, James? Biden. Who gave another couple of millions or hundreds of millions to his other brother, Franklin? Biden. Who gave hundreds of millions and allowed him to do business with the Chinese communists? Biden. Now, you're telling me the ultimate farce of America is that he's running against Trump, accusing a businessman who has been successful of lying and duplicity, and that this man, this pathetic man that they call even a man, he's not a man.
And by the way, we've been tracking it. It's not just time. Everywhere he goes, sometimes no one shows up. Other times, maybe 20 Democrat operatives in huge cities like Phoenix, no one shows up. That should tell you right there it's a landslide for Trump.
I know, but remember, Alex, one thing. The harvesting of ballots is what concerns me. And that's why I agree with Trump. This election will be stopped if in any way it suggests that Biden wins, because he is so corrupt from day one. He is such a mealy
mouth. Let's talk about that. We're 19 days out. They have a strategy on record to use the ballots to contest the election. What do you do when faced with a conscious stated policy of fraud?
What do? You start beginning saying, these are the people that I'm going to arrest when I get reelected. Secondly, you say, under no condition can a man like McMasters or a former national security advisor or general, so-called general, who wrote about dereliction of duty in Vietnam, say the greatest absurd statement I've ever heard, that our military is not politicized. Are you kidding? It's done nothing but politics. In order to be a general, you have to suck up and hit below. In order to get into the system and go to wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, you have to be political. In order to get a Petraeus, who was a complete failure.
Okay, listen, we've got another guest coming on. I appreciate your time. You'll do 5 more minutes on the side. I'll shut up and give you the floor. Right. Your advice to Trump going into this critical election, the dirty tricks we're going to see, the type of leadership you think that Trump should engage in, and what we as listeners and activists should do with Dr. Steve Pachinik. StevePachinik.com is the website. Don't forget, we've redesigned Infowars.com. It's a first-rate site now. Incredible navigation, incredible articles and videos. The new Infowars.com. Please check it out and spread those links. And we have the backups. Newswars.com, video site, band.video.
The future isn't coming. It's here. And in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones, Dr. Steve Pachinik, very famous, a real spy master and a psychiatrist is here with us about the real world. And I want you to spend a few minutes before our next guest comes on, talk about the point we're at in history. Because history is now, in the next 19 days and the contesting of that, the next 79 after that, or 98 days from now, is so determinative from the fight with the Runnymede and the Magna Carta and the Renaissance, and then these other conflicting authoritarian impulses coming in trying to wreck the West because these big corporations don't want to compete with an open free society. So what are you looking for, Dr. Pachinik? What would you warn the president about? And what do you think we as Americans, people around the world, this election affects everybody. Trump's trying to end these unnecessary wars, trying to promote things through economic peace. I think the whole world should You know, I mean, obviously you have foreign powers meddling, China's meddling, trying to get Trump kicked out. But it's the right of other foreign citizens to lend their support as well. This is really a world-changing event right now, in my view. Your take on that?
I think you're right. The world is looking at us right now. One of the things that Trump has agreed to, I would not have done it, but nevertheless he did it. He agreed to have the debate tomorrow. In that debate, I want him to be well prepared, meaning the following points have to be brought up. How effective he has been in the economy. Again, how effectively he will renew the economy. Number three, how we do not have to worry anymore about the coronavirus. It's not an issue of science anymore. It's an issue of propaganda from the Democrats. And he doesn't have to get into any kind of debate discussion about that. At the same time, I want him to list the amount of corruption that Biden has committed. And I'm saying it now. From the very first day he came into office, he was 27. He lied. He said he was corrupt. He lied about his law school. He lied about the wars that he created. He's got to talk. Trump has to talk about the six wars, Serbia, Libya, Iraq, Afghanistan, all the wars that he was involved with, yet he was a draft dodger. He then has to tell Biden about his two brothers, each of whom received billions of dollars from the Chinese communists, as well as Hunter. It's not only Hunter, it's the two brothers in the family as well. Then he has to go in and say, in the future, what I'm going to do is to hold the following people accountable. I will keep their names in secret, but this is who I want. Number five, I want him to target specifically Maxine Waters, who's exceedingly corrupt on the Democratic side, has multi-million dollar houses and has a net worth in the millions. I want him to target Pelosi, who's worth over $35 million and is totally corrupt. I want him to target Feinstein, 87 years old, and has a net worth of $56 million. And in turn, he has to explain that he earned his millions and lost millions, not by sitting in Congress, not by sitting in the Senate, not by tapes, not by endorsements with Maxine Waters.
I totally agree with you that last time he let them control it by ganging up, he just has to ignore basically when they give him unfair questions and just get to the talking points, spit those out, say, hey, you want peace, you want prosperity? They did this COVID thing to lock things down. We're going to turn it back on. You know I'm a winner. This guy's the establishment. You need to vote for me.
And I will tell you, the sine qua non, if I were he, I would make those points and walk off the stage and say thank you very much, and leave Biden standing.
Oh, my God, that would be the ultimate mic drop if say, he did it, like, what, midway or just right up front?
Yeah, he did it after 10 minutes. I don't have any respect for the intercessors, the reporters, or whoever they are. I mean, Chris Matthews, I mean, give me a break, or anybody else. I mean, it's not worth that. What it's worth is the ability for Trump, again, to take control. I can't emphasize enough times you must take control. That means you redefine your own situation, you redefine your political entity, and you redefine your strategy. There has to be somebody in that White House who understands exactly what I'm saying. And the most important thing about Trump is he makes things happen. And he makes it happen according to his own lifestyle and his own strategy. The strategy of walking out stage in after 10 minutes would blow the whole thing and basically say, you know what? I don't give any credence to a discussion. Let's let Biden try to explain what he did in 47.
And then, if he walked out in the first five after a statement and had a podium ready in a building next door, and he went and fired up his own statement saying that's a rigged debate. Two against one, that would even better. Dr. Steve Pachinik, great idea. I'm going to be live tomorrow with Dionne Lorraine, Owen Schroyer, and others covering it pre, during, and after. I'd love it if you'd join us. Thank you so much, sir. SteveMachinik.com.
It's a pleasure. God bless your audience, and thank you once again, Alex.
Thank you. You're awesome. Okay, I appreciate our next guest holding while I got Pachinik to finish up on that. We'll hold him a little bit the next hour. And then we also have Catherine Austin Fitz, who used to manage hundreds of billions of dollars, and she's talking about the Fed trying to get rid of cash. Where that's going, she's going to be joining us. Such a huge move in this whole COVID takeover situation than John Rappaport. But we're joined by Jason Goodman, CrowdsourceTheTruth.com, with us last week with that great tour of the shutdown in New York. I'm not trying to obsess over this wizard guy, and I kind of want to move on from it, but the story that's really there is important. And so Alan Powell Parrott, who dresses up in a wizard's outfit, says he was with the CIA or with these intelligence agencies, and that bin Laden's still alive, and it's tied to Benghazi, and it's tied to Iran and the payoffs. And I mean, I know the people that were on the ground. I've had most, I think I've had all the survivors of Benghazi on my show. And I know, you know, Colonel Schaefer, and I know all the, I mean, kind of, I'm not trying to brag, I just know everybody involved, people that were there, or the guys that were loaded in Tripoli, or, you know, were loaded in Italy about to fly in, you know, the Army Special Operations people. I mean, I know it from all angles. And what I'm hearing here is not accurate, then I wonder why it's being force-fed, why it's being pushed. Hey, it's good to expose they blew up the helicopter of SEAL Team 6 to cover up the fact that bin Laden wasn't there, but this thing, oh no, bin Laden was there. And so it's just very interesting. And so I know that Jason Goodman's done a lot of research on this, and he's had guests on that have laid out the incredible real stuff. So I'm glad people are into this, and maybe the Parrott guy's for real. I'm sure he's a great guy. I'm allowed to disagree with him. My only issue is, anything that ends up not be accurate when we have such proof of Benghazi, such proof of bin Laden already being dead, really discredits what really happened to those Navy SEALs who were murdered. And I've interviewed many of the family members here on the show. So has Michael Savage. So that's why I wanted to just say, when a guy pops up in a wizard outfit, we should probably look at it a little bit closer. We're going to break here in a moment. But what's boiling this down, Jason Goodman, why are you concerned about this?
Well, you know, Alex, I've developed sort of a nose for these social engineering operations. I've been bombarded with them for the past 4 years. So when this video first came to my attention over the weekend, I don't want to go into too many details about how I've learned to sort of see these things happening, but it just was ticking every box, raising every red
flag. When something's being force-fed and it's not being blocked, you should be concerned right there.
Correct. And so I started to look into it. I started to listen to what they were saying. They're talking about Benghazi. They're talking about Extortion 17. They're talking about Osama bin Laden being in Iran. Like you, I've interviewed survivors. I spoke with Chris Peronto. I spoke with Charlie Strange and his wife, the parents of Michael Strange, who was killed on Extortion 17. And, you know, all of those things, of course, happened, but what appears to be happening, in my view, Alex, is that someone wants to take all of these really damaging stories, damaging to Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and discredit it all. They want to wrap it up in a giant pro-Trump, right-wing, QAnon conspiracy.
And if you wanted to do that, you would wear a clown outfit when you covered it.
Perhaps you also might get a reality show bikini model poker player to be your news correspondent. And no disparagement of people who choose to do those things. They're fine. I just don't know that they're the most trustworthy sources of news, given that professional poker players are bluffing.
Yeah, well, let's talk about this when we come back and what really did happen in Benghazi, what really happened with SEAL Team 6, because this is big news. I want to cover the real news.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Sunday, and it's a dude in a wizard outfit, and he's like, Bin Laden's alive, and it's all tied together, Benghazi and the SEAL team and all this, and the families, meanwhile, I've had these families on the show, they're good people, because the way this works is when you criticize what's being said by a guest, oh, you're attacking the families, no, I'm just trying to let people know that it's a real sore spot for Obama that they didn't really kill Bin Laden. It's a real sore spot that Walter Cronkite and Madeleine Albright came out and said we were right, Bochenik was right, back in 2004, as we broke it. It's not about feathers in our hats. It's about we have the track record, folks. We're not playing games. And when you see this pumped out there and pushed everywhere, you know there's an issue. And so I think that's what our guest is getting at. But I got to tell you, Jason Goodman, and I know you've got a fellow that's written a book on this. You got one a lot. You guys have really been on this. Because I've studied it all, too, but you kind of forget half of it. And it's just so overwhelming. You've been kind of like a duck on a June bug when it comes to this. So we should probably have you on for an hour sometime, you know, really separate from talking about the Mr. Parrot, who I'm sure is a wonderful person in his wizard outfit. But like, the reality. So spend a few minutes about why this is so important in 2020.
Right. Well, so, Alex, we have a show every Tuesday night with Mike Moore, the editor of True Pundit. And Mike wrote a book in 2018. He spent, I think, 14 years writing the book. It's called How We Dismantled the FBI in Our Pajamas, and it focuses on the assertion that is backed up by a lot of evidence from high-level government sources, military sources, that Osama bin Laden was protected by the United States of America in Iran for many years, and they knew he was there. And anyone who tried to bring this intelligence forward and tried to get someone to act on bin Laden in Iran was shut down.
And so that angle is accurate, then, to say it was blackmail. And okay.
Correct. And so what they're trying to do, I think, and Alex, this all just came together for me this morning. It seemed very weird over the weekend. We weren't quite sure what was going on last night. And I want to emphasize that I believe that Charlie Woods, who appears in the video with Alan Parrott and Nick Noe, I believe that Charlie Woods is being targeted by them or someone who could be manipulating all three of those guys. But there is definite deception going on here, and I say that for the reasons that you've raised, but also, right before the break, you said it's curious that this video is so explosive and damaging, but it hasn't been removed. Well, the video that Mike Moore and I did last night, exposing the social engineering operation, that's been removed this morning.
Sure, and just remember, we're on over 200 radio stations and over 100 TV stations, and you're great. Just remember, you're an expert on all this. Imagine somebody in a car drive, and they're like, who's this, who's that? That's why I try to just, you know, generalize. They killed the SEALs. They're trying to cover up. They're covering up something with bin Laden, and now there's a guy in a wizard outfit that the media is promoting, telling us stuff that we can't prove.
Right, and you guys just showed the video. It's been removed only minutes ago, but it was removed by Vimeo. And here's what's really important about this. Vimeo is under the umbrella of this gigantic corporation called IAC. Now, I'm not going to imply that that's an anagram for CIA, although they do use the same letters. It's Interactive Corporation. The chairman and CEO is a guy named Barry Diller.
On the board, he's a total leftist. Yeah. He kicked us off there 2 years ago.
Right. He's also
Barry Diller is a frothing leftist.
He is. He's also got a foundation, the Diller von Furstenberg Foundation, that Charles Ortel has exposed a lot of irregularities that are really similar to what the Clinton Foundation does. And he's got Chelsea Clinton on the board of directors of this $2 billion corporation. At the age of 31, she was given over $10 million in stock.
She's also involved in the whole contact tracing corporation with her parents. So let me shift gears. What about Bill Gates? I want to get you on something about him. I know you study him. And them compromising scientists with Epstein. All these people are connected. I know Diller's connected as well.
Well, that's true. And, you know, Microsoft owns more patents in artificial intelligence than anybody else. I just saw a report yesterday that they've got a third generation artificial intelligence that can actually write computer code. So we've heard about and spoken about, you were just showing during the break a parody of Terminator, but you know, this is what we're talking about. Artificial intelligence that can write computer code is a robot that can make the brains of other robots, and it's extremely dangerous.
And that makes humans obsolete. So let's talk about this. Why do you think Gates is so obsessed with running all medical systems and making us take shots? I mean, he admits he wants to depopulate, but I mean, this is so ridiculous that he's this naked, like he's got a gun to his head, destroying himself. He's the most hated person I know.
Yeah, it's hard to really get into the mind of a billionaire, Alex. I mean, like most people, when I go to the store, my heater broke, right? I needed a space heater. There was a $70 one and a $99 one, and I was like, gee, which should I get? Now imagine you could go buy 5 jet airplanes and not even dent your bank account. You know, buying things and worrying about money and all the types of things that everybody who's working a job to pay their rent and pay their bills and keep their family safe.
It all becomes about power, which comes into productivity, which comes into how you're able to make children, how you have genetics, which is genesis, which is real power, which is Monsanto, which is Gates, which is control the reproductive cycle.
Absolutely, and they want to inject people with this RNA, messenger RNA vaccine, never been tested before. Not just that iteration, the technology has never been tested before, and as you and I have discussed
in the past, and they skip animals because it kills the animals.
Well, they don't want anybody to know. They just want to get it out there and start injecting it into people.
Which, again, is going to blow up in his face. That's what I'm saying. It's like a gun to his head. It's like there's some force making him do it. Because, I mean, this is not going to go well for Bill Gates.
I hope not, because if it does, it's not going to go well for the rest of us. But this messenger RNA vaccine that's never been tested before, you know, Alan Dershowitz wants the government to force you to take it, and we become the animals.
He said, and who also hangs out with Gates and Epstein, he said, I'm going to plunge a needle in your arm on your show.
He did. He did. And he was using a Supreme Court decision from over 100 years ago based
which on... Which Amy Comey Barrett supports.
That's not good. That is really not good. But what we need are smart lawyers who are going to demonstrate that Jacobson v. Massachusetts was talking about a 109-year-old vaccine that there was a great deal of medical knowledge about, a great deal of... people who had used it and they knew what the results were. It wasn't some experimental unknown.
Unproven, exactly. It's bad enough to make you take something that's proven, you still have side effects. But just like Gates is like, oh, this is going to hurt 700,000 people, but you're going to take it.
Absolutely. And I know you want to move off of the Benghazi thing, but I just want to wrap
no,
that
no,
up.
No, I don't mind. You. I mean, no. It's just, I got stuck on this wizard thing and. You know, it's just ridiculous.
He's just one component of it. To me, the most important thing from my standpoint is that this video has been taken down. It's not just the video that's been taken down. The whole entire Vimeo account has been canceled. And this is the entire basis.
Sure, look, I'm not stupid. I know when I'm force-fed something, the man wants me to see it. It's the thing that's hidden that's actually what's accurate. I mean, obviously, they're force-feeding Parrot Man.
And it's more sinister than that, Alex, because by taking out the Vimeo account, they've now threatened the entire income of Crowdsource the Truth. I need to thank you and your crew at InfoWars for allowing me to post this now deleted video on band.video on the Crowdsource the Truth channel.
That's right. You're there. You're on our side as well. We love you.
Yes, and I appreciate that. And the love is mutual, Alex. They can now, viewers can now see this banned video on band.video.
Tell them the name of the video. It's
/Lotto. Yeah, More Pain is the show that appears every Tuesday night, the sponsor-exclusive show on Patreon and Subscribestar. People can learn more about that on crowdsourcethetruth.com. But now the only place you can see this video where we unravel this psyop, this social engineering operation that is extremely dangerous, Alex. The goal is to take down the true stories of what happened to Extortion 17, what happened at Benghazi, and why the United States...
Sure, let's be clear. You've been obsessed with this for 10 years. Your guest house for 14. I mean, I know about the work. So the reason people are like, well, why are you involved? Because this is your baby. And so you're an expert on this. You're saying, hey, this is ridiculous.
Yes, it is ridiculous. And I spoke this morning with Alan Perreault, and I was very disappointed with what he said. He was evasive. He wouldn't answer questions. It was just very strange.
But if you were wearing a wizard outfit, he might have talked to you. Let's do 5 more minutes on the election and big picture. Steve Pashenik was on. Jason Goodman's here. Catherine Austin Fitz is coming up. I had it plugged today because I was gone the first 30 minutes because the dentist was late. And it was a very fun day. But the point is that I'm back. I want to thank you all. 8-Pack Power Stack will be sold out in the next hour. That helps fund our operation. Thank you for the support. We got a bunch of other big specials right now with the InfoWars blowout sale. Only 5 days left on BrainForce Plus, Ultimate Krill Oil, Supermel Vitality, Survival Shield X2, Extended Wise, Knockout, Turbo Force, all T-shirts, 1776, free shipping, triple Patriot points. It all ends in 5 days, and you're funding the Second American Revolution. Stay with us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.